email iqradio@ron@insanashow.com.
Well, you know, a lot of the world is fixated on the year 2012 as a potential year for the end of the world, the Mayan calendar, which many people have misinterpreted as ushering in the end of days, actually is a symbol of a new Mayan calendar that begins in 2012, replacing the old Mayan calendar. It doesn't forecast necessarily the end of the world, as it were. There is, however, a group of evangelicals known as the Family Radio Network, and one of their radio hosts, Harold Camping, who has been predicting that the end of the world, or Judgment Day more specifically, will occur May 21st, 2011. And if you go to their website, you will see that there is a countdown clock there that says 10 days left, no 2012. And they quote the book of Ezekiel saying, blow the trumpet, warn the people, which Harold Camping has been doing by traveling around the country with followers in recreational vehicles. In fact, there are billboards up all around the country about May 21st being Judgment Day. Now, one professor who is a professor of religion at Baylor University doesn't necessarily agree. Dr. Doug Weaver is that associate professor of religion at Baylor and joins us now to talk about Judgment Day and whether or not it is indeed imminent. Professor, thanks for being with us. Appreciate you joining us here on The Quotient.
Sure. Glad to be here.
All right. Now, as Jesus himself said, and as you point out in some written materials, he had once suggested that no one knows the day, the hour, or the appointed time of his return. And yet,
right. This
particular radio host says he's got it. Why do you think May 21st was identified as the day on which the judgment occurs?
Well, people like this like to play with numbers, and they take Jewish numerology, and I like to say they tweak it to fit their own purposes, and they come up with a day, and it sounds good.
And, you know, it's interesting. I saw one of the Family Radio Network's billboards. I was traveling from Fort Lauderdale down to Boca, Florida, last weekend, and it was a somewhat strangely optimistic billboard because it says that they're going to hold a radio forum on May 21st. And if you're predicting the end of the world on May 21st, your radio forum might be better held on the 20th when there's someone around. And I don't mean to make fun of anyone's religion, but when there's someone around to listen to it. So it's kind of a mixed message here. But how did they actually arrive at May 21st? And why is it that you find it doubtful that any of these dates necessarily usher in the rapture, the judgment, the end of days, the end of times, however one wants to characterize it?
Well, again, the way I understand it, they took certain words in the Bible, they gave them numerical values that you and I could give different numbers to. In fact, why would we give numerical values to every word in the book? And so once you do that, you pick a starting date. They often take two books in the Bible, Revelation, Daniel. They read them in ways that most other people don't. They read prophecies as to be fulfilled literally in the future, whereas other Christians would say that some of those prophecies were fulfilled in the ministry of Jesus, and so we no longer have to look to the future for that.
And yet there are other biblical scholars as well who suggested that there was something of a disconnect in the days immediately following Jesus' death and resurrection, where his followers were looking for his imminent return and the coming of the kingdom of God to earth immediately
sure. After
that. And in some ways, it was a dream deferred, and they keep looking now for a subsequent date for that to occur. If you look at
I don't think there's any question, you're right, that in the New Testament, people thought Jesus was going to come back before they would physically die. In fact, I think that's the attraction to all this. People just don't want to die.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know that anybody does, but this is one way to avoid it by saying he's coming back before you die. So
yeah.
Sure, everybody, there was this general belief he was coming back. Then that was delayed in terms of people saying, well, it will come. I mean, in theory, a Christian who affirms that Jesus is going to come back would say that that could happen at any time.
Yeah.
And the mistake here is that you would say when. So
right.
I can't look at you and say it's not going to be May 21st, but that's the point. I can't say it is going to be May 21st. That's the mistake.
Yeah, what I don't understand necessarily is the preoccupation with an apocalyptic vision as in any form. I mean, we have the Mayan calendar in 2012. presumably ushering in again the end of the world. But most people who have done any research about the Mayan calendar know that they're talking about the beginning of a new calendar and the end of an old calendar, not the end of the world. What do you think this preoccupation is? And listen, I mean, you know, and Christians, you know, truly believe that there will be a judgment day and that, you know, we'll all be, you know, called to task for whatever we did wrong and rewarded for what we did right. But why is this such a preoccupation, really worldwide, among a variety of different belief systems?
Sure. Well, I mean, the scriptures, even in Islam, there's talk of a judgment, so and accountability, and the word accountability is a good word. I'm going to go back to what you said. Why is there a preoccupation with this? I have a couple ideas. One, I mean, people like to have certainty in life, and this group of people say, hey, we know the future. One of the things about the rest of us is we have to live with ambiguity, and that makes some people uncomfortable. And especially ambiguity about the future makes some people uncomfortable. You combine that with this fear of death. I will throw in another thing. Most of these apocalyptic expectations occur when there is political unrest, social unrest, economic problems. One of the more famous ones in America was 1843-44. There was a financial panic in America that preceded that. So, I mean, you know, people will look around today at America and say, wow, look at the economy. It's getting worse. Most of these expectations revolve around prophecies that they connect to the Middle East. And, you know, in my adult lifetime, all we've been talking about is unrest in the Middle East. So it's natural that those things...
For the last 2,000 years, too. I mean, the Roman occupation wasn't exactly a time of great peace and prosperity in Jerusalem. And I'm not making fun. I'm just saying what I don't understand is that, you know, the world has been fraught with this type of change for its entire history.
Exactly.
And you know, the last 2,000 years are a blip in geologic time. So there are some people who say the world will end when the sun burns out in 5 billion years. And we don't even know what that means. And so I am sometimes struck by this. And are you among those who believe that there will be a judgment day and that day and time will come and we just simply don't know when it's going to be?
Sure, I don't have a problem talking about that. The Bible talks about judgment, new heaven and new earth. On the other hand, I think the Bible puts more focus on how we live now. In Christian language, that's trying to bring in the kingdom of God here and now. And in fact, it seems like this is for God what Jesus would call the two greatest commandments. That's love God, love neighbor. But if you're so concerned about the world ending, you're so concerned about, you know, selling your things or buying things you don't have to pay taxes on because you're not going to be here, you're not really worried about God. You're really not worried about neighbor. You're not focusing on now. If you focus on your relationship to God now, let the future take care of itself. Groups like this have totally forgotten that.
All right. Well, that is a good note on which to end. Professor, we appreciate your time and your insights. Thank you for being with us. That is a very good professor who has done some study on this, by the way, we should point out, and suggests maybe May 21st won't necessarily usher in the end of the world. We could be wrong. Dr. Doug Weaver, Associate Professor of Religion at Baylor University. That is his take on things. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, some more mundane concerns, like Microsoft's acquisition of Skype. We'll talk about that as we refocus on business when IQ Radio returns in just a few short moments. Stay with us.
Pick me up from the bottom up to the top, love.